A tour of the villages and towns north of Kyiv, where Russia is accused of committing war crimes. Starting in Borodyanka, where UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres saw for himself the scale of devastation.
There is no way a war can be acceptable in the 21st century. Look at that.
Borodyanka, like so many towns, was occupied by Russian forces and nearly flattened by their onslaught. Ukrainians say mass graves there are proof that Russian forces are committing atrocities. Then to Bucha, where bodies of civilians were found with hands tied behind their backs earlier this month, when Ukraine recaptured it from Russian forces. And to charred residential towers in Irpin, where there's been extensive damage.
Innocent civilians were living in these buildings. They were paying the highest price for a war for which they had not contributed at all.
Ukrainian officials were frustrated he visited Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow before Kyiv. Zelensky called it ambiguous to see the aggressor before the victims. The UN Secretary General has been unable to get the sides to see eye to eye, but wants to begin the negotiation process to stop a war that many Ukrainians had hoped the UN would prevent in the first place. Andrew Chappell, Al Jazeera.
Well, on the battlefield, Ukraine says Russia has increased the pace of its offensive in the east. There's been fierce fighting in the Donbas region. Russian forces have taken these two towns in the east. They're pushing towards the cities of Lyman and Popasna on the front line, defended by Ukrainian troops. And satellite imagery from Mariupol is revealing the damage done by Russian shelling on the Azovstal steel plant. That's where Ukrainian soldiers and civilians are sheltering. Russia has continued its airstrikes on the facility, despite agreeing in principle with the UN to allow evacuations. Thousands are hiding in the steel plant's underground tunnels as Russian forces surround the city. And at least one person has been killed in Kharkiv and another two injured after Russian shelling on a residential area on Wednesday. Emergency crews went to the scene to treat the wounded and put out a fire. Ukraine's second largest city has faced shelling nearly every day since the war began. Let's get the latest on the situation in the east of Ukraine and bring in Charles Stratford. He's joining us from Lyman. That's in the Donbas region. Charles, update us on what you're hearing and seeing.
Hi there. Yes, you join us northeast of the city of Slavyansk, a few kilometres away from a contested town called Lyman that we've been reporting on about a lot in recent days. Now, we were in this area 4 days ago, and it seems as if quite a lot has changed since. In the last half an hour or so, we've heard a lot of incoming, very close shelling and outgoing, targeting positions, we understand, in the forests to our left and right. The military here, very nervous. They've moved us on once, and we've just been had to basically negotiate pretty hard to get you this picture. I'm seeing a lot of smoke in the distance there. Now, Lyman is hugely important because it is part of Russia's wider campaign to surround the city of Slavyansk and further south, Kramatorsk. It's going on here, and it's also going on in various other positions. To the west of me, the road that leads up to a city called Izium, which the Russians control. There have been repeated attempts by the Russian military to push down that road, the M30 it is, from Izium towards Slavyansk. So far, the Ukrainian military have held them back. In the last 24 hours or so, the Ukrainian military reporting that there has been a move even further west of that, of Izium, again trying to pull round to Slavyansk. Basically, Slavyansk and Kramatorsk are two of the largest urban areas still under full Ukrainian control. And so there is a huge focus, as you can imagine, from Russian forces in trying to encircle them and trap many Ukrainian forces in this area. It's a similar scenario, and I heard you mention it in the intro, a town called Popasna. Now, we were relatively close to that town earlier today. Again, a lot of shelling there, a lot of black smoke. We think we may have seen, we know there have been evacuation attempts from remaining civilians in what we understand is to be a pretty much destroyed city now, or town now. Half of it, we understand, controlled by the Russians, half controlled by the Ukrainians. And that, again, is a move, Popasna is east of here, a move in this direction. There have been a lot of moving parts in the last 24 hours. It's fair to say that this, all indications would suggest that there is a effort by the Russians to try and take more territory, and they are doing that, but at a very slow pace. There's also interesting move from the south, the southwest of Russian-controlled territory, a move towards the city of Zaporizhzhia. There are reports of Russian troop movements heading towards Zaporizhzhia. That is just south of Dnipro. A town that has not been a city, a huge city that has not had the heavy kind of shelling that other cities have suffered in the last couple of months. Although, according to the Ukrainian military, there was a residential area that was hit earlier this morning in Zaporizhzhia, at least three civilians injured in that. And just one last salient piece of news, certainly in the last hour or so, around the area of Troitske, an area that we were in yesterday. There had been shelling there in the morning. There'd been a number of civilians injured in that shelling. Today, we've heard that that shelling has continued. At least three civilians killed in that area. So it certainly seems as if, as I say, there seems to be a concerted effort by Russian forces, according to military analysts, trying to capitalise on some of this good weather that we're beginning to see in Ukraine now that the ground is beginning to dry up and the skies are clearer. Certainly this second phase, as the Russian military are calling it, is very much underway. And this area that we're in at the moment, very much the focus of their attention.
Okay, thank you. That is what's happening on the ground in the east of Ukraine. Charles Stratford reporting from Lyman.